This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you're drinking a bottle of water or a can of Coke listening to this show, there's about a 1 in 3 chance you're going to recycle it. Cities have been trying to up those odds, but it's tough and expensive. Sarah McKemmon has the story of one bottle.
You finish a jug of milk, you toss it in recycling. That's it for you. But in another sense, it's just the beginning.
This is the first sorting station. This is where we pull out the trash or anything that's not supposed to be in there.
At a recycling plant in Des Moines, manager Kelly McReynolds stands in a maze of conveyor belts and big metal chutes. Sun beats down through a steel roof as workers separate piles of trash into groups: paper, plastic, aluminum.
Some material goes to China, some to Mexico City, some stays as close as Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and some just right down the road, less than 6 blocks away.
The plant makes money off selling those materials and shares the profit with the city. In Des Moines, that revenue covers less than half of the cost of the recycling program. But that requires an upfront investment in collection, transportation, and sorting. Part of the problem is people drop all kinds of things in those recycling bins.
Plastic bags, shopping bags, dog chain, garden hoses.
Which can gum up the machine. It's these types of problems that frustrate Mark Lichtenstein.
Well, I'm president of a national recycling coalition, but I'm not here to tell you that recycling is the panacea or silver bullet. Recycling has inherent problems if it's not done correctly.
Another problem, too many things that could be recycled are still going in the trash. To change that, experts say you have to make it more convenient. The city of Houston is exploring an approach called One Bin for All. Gary Redor is with Houston's Solid Waste Management Department.
And the concept there is that just put everything in one bin, not just recyclables, but even trash, you know, your household garbage.
The catch, and the reason everyone isn't doing this already, is that sorting is expensive. And when you throw your baby's diapers in with your junk mail, usable stuff can get contaminated.
I think the verdict is still out whether you'll be able to do that at a cost which is, you know, feasible.
Another way to get people to recycle, make them pay more for trash. In Middletown, Rhode Island, coordinator Will Cronin says recycling is free, but trash bags cost $2 apiece.
Anytime you have a pay-as-you-throw program, you have the financial incentive to recycle more. In other words, you'll be pulling out your newspapers and milk jugs in order to make more room for your non-recyclable waste.
And keeping more trash out of the landfill. Mick Berry, a recycling consultant based in Iowa, says that saves cities money in the long run.
Not driving the extra 20 or 30 miles from point A to the landfill versus going to the recycling center, all those costs never show up as a check back to the city or the municipality. However, that is money that they have avoided spending.
But whatever system a city chooses, Berry says it's going to cost something.
Recycling is never free. It may look free, but somewhere along the line, somebody's paying for that truck to come by.
Even if that recycling truck still only picks up about a third of what America throws away. In Des Moines, Iowa, I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.